The Road Back, written by Di Morrissey and read by David Tredinnick. While I continued to research life in the kampong, my thoughts turned constantly to Jimmy. I couldn't stop thinking about him. We were seeing each other regularly, and while the boys teased me about him, they agreed he was a nice bloke.
"Not too much of a yank," laughed David.
"What does that mean?" I asked.
"Doesn't go on about how great America is, I suppose."
As a group, we had become very close since moving to Bogor. Even though I spent most of my time in the kampong, I saw the others regularly in town. Evan and Norma had rooms at a hostel beside the hospital where they worked, while the others were housed with local families. Norma was happy for me to share her room when I stayed in Bogor overnight. Mark was billeted with an ethnic Chinese family, the Tans. The family had been born in Bogor, but clung to its cultural heritage. If Jimmy came for a weekend visit, he would stay with them as well. He could have afforded one of the small hotels, but he knew that the Tans appreciated the money he paid them, and he enjoyed their friendly hospitality. It was more fun than staying in a soulless hotel. Much as we liked getting to know the local people, we were a band of Aussies glad of each other's company. Every Friday night we would meet at a local eating house and talk about our work, as well as simply let our hair down. We soon learned that Norma would never leave a mother in labour, but she joined us when she could, picking carefully at what she ate and saying she came for the company, not the food. She was not the most joyous companion. She was one of those people who lacked a sense of subtlety, taking everything at face value and looking annoyed when she realised a comment had been made as a joke. Alan could also be a bit taciturn at times. I quickly realised that if things were going well for him, then he could be good fun. But if the project he was working on was experiencing difficulties, he was not really interested in anything we had to say, and instead would brood over his own problems. Generally, though, on these nights out, we had a lot of laughs, and it was always good to exchange notes.